hope my buddy Jeff is listening, doing well, practicing his Led Zeppelin. Certainly hope so. And, dude, these 9 o'clock starts, man. I don't know. Post-COVID world, you guys got to start at like 7:30, you know, like Bobby J's. I'm just saying. Anyway, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Do you get the flu shot? I used to. I do not. When my daughter was little, and this would have been in the 1990s, when she was little, I took her and we both got flu shots together. Next day, she was not doing too well, and her mom called up, and let's just say she gave it to me in no uncertain terms that I had violated her trust. And I, in all fairness, I should have consulted with my ex-wife before I did it. I didn't think anything of it, but I should have. And I screwed up. But as an adult, and look, I can only speak for myself, okay? Just like you can only speak for yourself, and I don't pretend to practice medicine. But I can tell you, and you know this is true because I've told you this throughout the years, my body does not do well with vaccines. The rabies vaccine, which I had to get at the direction of the county health commissioner after the bat landed on my wrist at Dock at the Bay way back when, said, you know what? If the bat bit you, the bat's fangs are so small you never even would know, so you really have to get rabies shots. So I did, and shortly after the rabies shots, I started to develop brain tumor symptoms. I thought I had a brain tumor, but as it turned out, evil Dr. Gene Gosi immediately, I say that in quotes and with a big dose of sarcasm, evil Dr. Gosi immediately recognized it was pseudotumor cerebri. I had an excess of spinal fluid, which he drained, and it was the strangest thing because I just immediately felt the pressure clearing from my head, and guess what? No more brain tumor symptoms. So that worked out well, eventually. And then The shingles vaccine. Oh, that was a lot of fun. Shingles vaccine. Wake up the next day. Folks, I don't sleep 14 hours or whatever it was at a time. That does not happen to me, okay? I'm like up every few hours in the night. It's just, I don't know, it's just how I roll. And I slept for a ridiculous period of time without moving. I was just as dead. People might have thought I was dead. I might have actually been dead for all I know, just I didn't know it yet. But I wake up and I take my temperature, and it's like 106. And I wasn't thinking terribly clearly. I didn't know I was supposed to go to the hospital with a temperature that high. I actually thought I'd had COVID. So I got a COVID test. It said negative. Then on the drive home from the COVID test, I'm realizing, oh my goodness, that has to be the vaccine. And I told that to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know what? I don't want you getting the second shingles vaccine because clearly your body has a bad reaction to that. And the same thing happened with the COVID vaccine. That's why I'll never get a COVID booster because I will believe to my dying day that the COVID vaccine caused edema in my legs. And look, when you've had a massive near, I love saying this, massive near-death widowmaker heart attack, and you don't get any edema, and then you get COVID shots, and suddenly your legs swell up, what's the variable that changed? The only variable that changed was the COVID vaccine. And I was smart enough to photograph it and put it up on Facebook so you guys would know that I'm not hosing you. So I'm really reticent about getting any additional vaccines. And how about you? Do you get the flu shot or do you not get the flu shot? 803. And it doesn't help that they say, well, you know, it's kind of guesswork. It's pretty much 50-50. That doesn't exactly build me with budding exuberant confidence. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. BEN, where are you on the COVID, on the flu shot? I don't. I reserve the right to change my mind, but at this point, I just don't see any point to it. I'm a big believer in natural immunity in many, many cases. Here is Jean. It could be Jean, but I doubt it. In Wales Center, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Well, I'm one of those people that's never had a flu shot, and I have perhaps a kind of silly reason why I didn't, But way back in the early 90s, I think, when they first started pushing flu shots, my husband at the time and myself, we were both teaching, and he was the basketball coach. And so he told the kids were kind of pressured to get flu shots by the school and just in general. And it was funny. The only kids on the team that got the flu shots were the only kids who got the flu that winter.
That is statistically unlikely, but I'm not calling you a liar.
No, well, it's the truth. And I've never got a flu shot, and I've gone over 81 years without ever getting the flu. I guess I'm just not prone to respiratory viruses, I think.
That's really interesting. Well, what were your thoughts when the lady called in before who she and her husband both ended up with the flu?
I'm sorry, because I haven't been able to listen to every bit of your show. I've been in and out of the barn and stuff like that. Were they saying that they had the shots and they still got the flu?
No, they did not get the shot that year, and they ended up grievously ill.
Well, I don't know. It's just a chance I'm willing to take, because...
Is there any specific reason why you don't get the flu, past the fact that the young men on your husband's basketball team had that experience?
But the reason I don't get the flu shot?
Yes, why do you not? Is there some... why?
Well, I don't see the need to get a shot I don't feel I need. Like I said, I've never had any kind of a respiratory... The only time I had ever had colds was when I was teaching. Since I've been retired from teaching, I haven't had a cold. I used to have sinus problems when I was teaching. I think because you're with the kids and because our system just circulated the same air over and over again. But I just don't, I'm outside a lot and active, and I'm not going to waste my time getting a shot that I don't see any need to get it.
Do you see a physician on a regular basis? It seems like at this point I'm seeing one every week at least. It's getting to be a big pain in the butt.
Well, yeah, I mean, I see my regular physician on, well, basically just once a year for a checkup, unless I'm not feeling well, and that hasn't happened recently. I did go through stage 4 cancer, but I survived that without any problem, and
good for you.
I see that doctor once a year.
That's outstanding. Now, interestingly, I mean, you just mentioned that you were in the barn, which, frankly, I think is a pretty lame excuse for missing a word of what happens on this program. I'm not going to lie. It makes me feel kind of rejected by you, and
no,
I'm very sensitive to rejection.
You misinterpreted what I said. I have the radio on when I'm out in the barn, and that's when I was listening to it. But then I've been in and out and around, and so that was why I...
I'm having fun, and your dog is clearly in agreement with me. I'd like to believe that. But the lady who called... Okay. Do you have, like, unexpected company? Is there a wolf going after the sheep?
Hang on just a minute. I think there's somebody out there. Hang on.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm amused for some reason by the dog barking the minute we put her on the air. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What I find interesting about that is the lady you called him before, whose husband and she both ended up with the flu, not getting the flu shot, and they got ridiculously sick. They were farmers, too. And I don't know what kind of farmers they were. I should have asked, but if you are a farmer, you know you don't get to take a day off. I mean, no matter how sick you are, unless you can convince a farmer neighbor to come in and milk the cows if you're in dairy or feed the chickens or doing whatever it is you're going to be doing, that's got to suck. I mean, you know what it's like to be bedridden when you can barely make your way to the kitchen to grab a bottle of water or something. I can't imagine making your way to a barn to take care of the animals or to shovel hay. In my case, I shovel manure, but that's only every day between 2 and 6 on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll get back to Jean and her barking dog coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, I've never had a cat make a big noise when a caller has been on the air. Just saying, those of you who don't like cats, I love dogs, but I like cats because, well, with the exception of when they're very vocal, they tend to be very, very quiet and cuddly. It is Bowerly. I'm afraid we lost our previous caller. I hope she's okay. I'm worried now because the dog was barking and she had to go take care of the dog, and then we lost her. And I hope that everything is okay and she didn't have to grab the shotgun or something. Well, you know, it could have been a predator. I mean, not, you know, not one of those to catch a predator things. I mean, it could have been a natural predator going after the livestock, which is your bread and butter as a farmer. By the way, farmer's lung, which I did not know, is a disease caused by an allergy to the mold in certain crops. Farmers are most likely to get it because it's usually caused by breathing in dust from hay, corn, grass for animal feed, grain, tobacco, or some pesticides, and that is according to WebMD.com. Let's go to Bobby in Tonawanda on WBEN, talking about the flu shot and whether you get it. I have been choosing for several years, even going past the pandemic, not to receive a flu shot. And frankly, my doctor does not give me a hard time about it at all, nor does my doctor give me a hard time about my absolute refusal to get any kind of a booster for COVID, knowing what happened after the first two shots, which I kind of regret. Bobby, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to tell you, I don't take any shots. When we had the virus in after COVID, I didn't take any of them. I don't take the flu shot, whatever shots they want to give out. I don't take any of them.
Well, there's got to be a reason. Very,
because I don't want anything in my body. I don't want any foreign type medicine. Like when they came out with the COVID, what did they bring it out in 3 months? They don't know what the after effects are going to be.
You know what? People are going to hate me for saying that, but I can't argue with you. It's your body, and you ought to be able to decide to do with your body what you choose to do. I said the same thing when they wanted the doctors and nurses, when they mandated them in New York State to get the COVID shot. I thought that was very, very wrong and immoral, because the same people who were hailed as heroes during the pandemic were then immediately thought of as medical morons when they didn't want the vaccine, so-called, for themselves. And that seemed to me to be a little bit inconsistent.
Well, you know, Tom, not for nothing, I'm 75. It was 3 years ago with the virus, correct?
And 19.
I think, So the only thing I got from the COVID, I had a fever, I lost taste. That was it. And I have emphysema. And that was it. That's all I got from it.
Do you happen to know?
Pretty good.
Did you get COVID early, in the middle, or toward the end?
I would say in the middle.
Ah, well, maybe that was the saving grace. I mean, unfortunately, I know of many, many people who died of COVID, in particular the first wave of COVID before it started to mutate and reduce in lethality.
Here's the other thing, Tom. I take my vitamins every day religiously, and I love garlic and pepper. I put garlic on everything and pepper on everything. I know it's an old wives' tale about garlic and that, but I do.
Not necessarily. There is some evidence that garlic and garlic supplements can actually reduce arteriosclerotic plaque. It is controversial, but in particular, natural raw garlic as opposed to anything else, there might be some validity to some of those old wives' tale. I take a garlic supplement every day.
I think it's your genes. If you have good genes, no matter what, you know, you're not gonna fall to some of this stuff. If your genes aren't that healthy.
Bobby, you raise, I think, a very important point, and it's one I raised during the pandemic. I do believe that some people genetically were predisposed to having horrible outcomes from COVID, and some people were predisposed to have very mild cases of COVID. And again, I'm not trying to dissuade anybody from any vaccine. I can only speak for myself, but somebody right. to whom I'm very close has had every COVID vaccine, every booster, and they still ended up with COVID.
Correct. And some of them get really sick.
Hold on. Hold the phone. I need to break if you have something else to say. Oh, we've got Jean back from Wales Center following the news on News Radio 930 WBEN, 27 minutes after 4, talking about the flu shot. Do you get it? And I do not. And I guess you might say I'm a little bit doctored out. I'm a little bit vaccinated out. And even though I haven't had a bad reaction to the flu shot ever, I don't have a real good track record with my genetic predisposition to vaccines. I don't do well. And it wasn't just the COVID shot either. It was the other ones that I mentioned. They had some real bad effects on me. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Does it make me a bad person that I've kind of rediscovered Bob Dylan and Blood on the Tracks is just one of the greatest albums ever? My personal opinion. Anyway, it is, didn't like the last Bob Dylan show at Shays, not going to lie, but his older stuff from, when was that album released? 75 was recorded in 74. January 75, I think they put it out, but Blood on the Tracks, just a great, great compilation of songs. Supposedly not autobiographical, but Dylan always jerks people around with what is and what isn't the meaning of a song. Do you get the flu shot? And if you do, why? If you don't, why not? And back to Bobby, who does not get the flu shot.
I don't get any shots, Tom. I don't care. I don't get any shots. I don't want to put anything in my body that my doctor is okay with it. He asked me. I tell him no. He just puts declined. You know what I mean? I had an aunt that lived to be 99 years old, and she smoked like a chain smoker. And we asked her how she stayed so young. You know what she used to do? Put a shot of bourbon in her coffee every morning.
I suspect that. Next has a lot more to do with it. Coffee and a shot of bourbon and chain smoking. I would think the look of the draw, which is understand.
Hey, Tom. Hello, Tom. Tom.
Yeah, for some reason she can't hear me. I don't know why. So Tanner,
no,
we'll just.
I can hear you, but you were. You weren't speaking clear. It was like an echo.
Okay.
So what did you say about my aunt with the smoking and the brandy and her bourbon and her coffee every morning?
I would suspect that the reason for her longevity has more to do with genetic predisposition than it does the bourbon and the cigarettes and the coffee. Although coffee may very well stave off Alzheimer's, according to what I've been reading lately, which kind of sucks because I'm not a coffee person at all.
Neither am I. I drink tea. But I'll tell you another thing. Like when I had to go for a CAT scan, they want to give you the dye.
Yeah.
And I refused the dye. I didn't want the dye because from what I've been told from other nurses that it can affect your kidneys and your liver. So I never took any of the dyes for any tests I ever had done.
Well, that's important. If they're doing an image with contrast, they need the dye. I mean, look, you've got to make the decisions you've got to make that are best for you. But
right.
The worst thing about the dye when you're having the CT done is when they put it in, you feel as though you have just peed all over yourself. But you didn't. You did not pee all over yourself. Even it might feel like it, but you didn't.
Well,
thank you. Bobby, I got to move on to some other folks. I thank you very much for the call. Let's get back to Jean in Wales Center now that she has addressed the barking dog at her house. So what was going on at your house where your dog was going crazy?
Well, I have a long 300-foot driveway, and he lets me know when there's a vehicle in the driveway, and it was what he absolutely hates. It was a FedEx truck.
So UPS he's okay with, but it's FedEx that bothers your dog?
Yeah, it's funny. It's not UPS. He doesn't. He ignores. But the FedEx ones drive him crazy. He just wants to. And they deliver a package about once a month. And the guy knows. He knows to not pull all the way in. He knows where the dog, how far the dog could go with his underground fence. And
wow.
He's used to it.
Wow. See, I guess if I were one of those drivers, I'd have dog treats in my pocket at all times just to win the dog over.
Oh, they do. And they usually flip him out a treat.
Oh, well, good. That shows experience and a great deal of wisdom. But anyway, you do not get the flu shot. I think I started to say you are a farmer. The people who called in before who had a horrible reaction to influenza, they too were farmers. The husband has farmer's lung, which I just read the definition of that from WebMD about 15 minutes ago. But you have had no problems. And do you believe, Gene, that you simply have a genetic predisposition toward longevity and toward not getting the flu or a bad reaction to the flu?
Yeah, I think probably. I know my mother's mother lived to, I forget exactly whether it was 98 or 99. She almost made 100. And but it was funny. On my father's side, he died relatively young of cancer. But I'm not prone to, like I said, to respiratory diseases. I just don't. I mean, I'll get the occasional cold, but I haven't even had a cold, and I don't know when. It just seems to be that's not my thing. I mean, maybe it's because, like I said, I'm outdoors a lot. I don't avoid cold weather. I'm in no matter whether it's cold or hot or whatever. I'm outside doing my thing. I'm not a farmer specifically. I mean, I have a horse and stuff, but I don't farm land or anything like that. But
Yes. Does your horse come when you call its name?
Sometimes she does. Uh-huh. She knows her name, but it's more she doesn't. She comes because she likes the. She comes over sometimes just because she knows you'll pet her if she comes over to the fence.
Oh, I love horses, but you know, horses are like elephants. I like to look at them, but I really wouldn't want to own one. Gene, thank you very much for calling back. If nothing else, to let us know you're alive and well and that the dog is alive and well.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, love. Thank you. Do you or do you not get the flu shot? And it's got to be a decision you make. I don't practice medicine, oddly enough. It's not Dr. Tom Bowerly, but my doctor is wise enough and compassionate enough to respect my individual choices and is also familiar with my history with vaccines, which, frankly, is not real good, even though I've never had a really bad reaction to a flu shot. Anonymous on WBEN, you are on. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello there.
Yes, ma'am.
I had the flu in 1984, and I could not get out of bed for 4 days. People say, oh, I had the flu, and it's not the flu. It's just a bad cold. The flu knocks you out. I was in public service, so since then, I've had a flu shot every year to protect myself and to protect my customers. No reactions, no flu. In fact, there was 1 year in the early 90s when there was a shortage of flu shots in the United States. So we went over to Fort Erie for our flu shots. I've also had all the shingles vaccines, all the COVID shots, and the RSV shot. And even if I possibly do get sick, I know I won't die or end up in the hospital. I also use vitamins and garlic to keep myself healthy. And one last thing, your choice of Zeppelin is excellent.
Thank you. As the top of the hour theme, instead of play that funky music, White Boy, which I got sick of.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was done. Yeah, Zeppelin's much better.
Yeah, well, you know what? Thank you for that, because I had a lady earlier this week who said it was ominous sounding. I don't think there's anything ominous about it at all. It's a great chord progression. It's played with a funky guitar tuning, and it reminds me of my buddies in Back to the Bars, so it's all good.
Well, if you've ever watched the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that song Kashmir plays a big role.
You know what? I'm embarrassed to say I've never seen the movie because, you know, what happens, I've talked about this before, but I will get into a movie and I'll watch it over and over and over again until I pretty much have it memorized. And don't laugh. I know Russell Crowe in real life is a total jerk, but for as corny and hackneyed and cliche as it is, on Netflix, I've fallen in love with the Pope's Exorcist. And it doesn't help that they're showing Gladiator again, and they've got Scarface with Al Pacino back into the rotation. And then on Tuesday, they added Get Gotti, which is a documentary about the law enforcement quest to finally nail John Gotti. It's a three-part series, and it's very well done. It's got mob guys, it's got law enforcement people, it's got the legal people, and it is a fascinating look at the government's attempt to get and finally get John Gotti. And the most interesting part about that whole series is it really wasn't the feds or the organized crime task force that put John Gotti behind bars. It was John Gotti that put John Gotti behind bars with his own words on tape.
Well, I can't really comment on any of that, but maybe you can find a little clip of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and the boy was trying to impress his date, so he played Kashmir by Zeppelin.
I can actually relate to that, but it's not very impressive the way I play it because I still am waiting for the feeling to return to my fingertips. But thank you kindly. I appreciate it. You know, that somewhere in there, there's actually a topic, a movie that everybody has seen except you. Fast Times at Ridgemont High is one of those movies I have never seen. Took forever for me to sit down and watch The Breakfast Club. And I actually know that some of you out there, and I don't frankly know how you can live with yourselves, you have not even seen The Godfather. You call yourself an American, you call yourself a pop culture person, and you've never seen The Godfather? What's wrong with you? Don't feel too bad, because first few times I tried watching it, I fell asleep. All right, it was the wedding scene. It just seemed to be a little bit interminable. But Luca Brasi totally saved that scene. I'm sorry, the Luca Brasi character. And there's this whole series on the making of The Godfather, which you can check out sometime. Anyway, 452 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Question, do you get the flu shot? And look, maybe I'm stupid. I mean, well, actually, I am in so many ways. But I don't get the flu shot. I'm really, like many of you, I'm not particularly prone to lung issues, although a couple of months ago, you might remember that I did have some kind of a wicked lung infection, and you know, the Cipro knocked it right out of me. To me, Cipro is the go-to antibiotic for me for so many things, whether it's stomach issues, I'll be delicate, or whether, no matter what it is, it's like, yeah, I need Cipro. Thank you very much. I'm a huge Cipro fan. I really am. Anyway, it is 4:53. Interesting how many of you have brought up garlic today. Because just doing reading on the internet over the past however many months it has been, there are some reputable medical people who say that there is some evidence that garlic may actually reduce arteriosclerotic plaque. Whether it is natural garlic, which is preferable, or whether it is a reliable garlic supplement. Now, is that true? Is it not true? I don't know. But like Bruce Willis in the movie Last Man Standing, I like garlic. And the only thing about garlic is when you eat it, everybody knows for about a year that you have eaten garlic. And one countermeasure against the garlic is chewing parsley, believe it or not. And actually, many years ago, we're talking earlier this show about crime, and I brought up organized crime and Murder Incorporated, and I talked about the Get Gotti show on Netflix. There was, in New York City, I kid you not, there was a racket in parsley. The mob cornered the market in New York City on parsley and was selling parsley to restaurants at ridiculously inflated prices. Lots of parsley at ridiculously inflated prices. And one writer who clearly was in on it from a restaurant owner who was being extorted by the mob wrote words to the effect of, "It's not your imagination. Your meals in New York restaurants have, in fact, started to grow beards of parsley." I thought that was pretty funny. I mean, not the criminality of it, not funny, but it was a funny line. And coffee. Coffee, if you do your reading, supposedly, and it's funny because one of the magazines many years ago did a little spoof about coffee. This week, coffee's good. Next week, coffee's bad. Now coffee's good. Now it's bad. Good, bad, good, bad. But supposedly, a cup or two of coffee every day has been shown to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's. Now, is that true? Is it not true? I don't know. I only know what I read. The bad news for me is coffee, drinking coffee for me is kind of counterproductive to the blood pressure medication, although I will confess to allowing myself the occasional triple espresso because I can't do anything in moderation. You know, it's got to be, yes, just give me tar of coffee and let me just swill it down and life will be all good. 4:56, we'll change gears here heading into the final hour of the program. And there's a caller that has stuck with me all week, and I want to pick up on what that caller said after 5 o'clock on WBEN, and hopefully you guys will be into it, and we will be happy as a clam. Not the clams that I eat, but happy as the clams that I don't eat. It sounded a little risque, and it really wasn't meant to be that way.